Vikings game plan continues. This is the Menards Film Room, playoff edition. Vikings and Seahawks at noon today. Pete Bursich, analyst, Vikings Radio Network. Paul Allen, what's the plan?
Well, we're going to take a look at how teams have gone about attacking Seattle when they throw the ball and how they go about attacking Seattle's defense on the ground, because I think those are the two main keys for today's game.
Menards Film Room.
Zone blitzes allow you to blitz five people and not have to play man in the back end. So you can overload a side of the protection.
Yep.
And you'll see St. Louis is doing exactly that. You're getting a really nice, hard in move by the defensive end to try to collapse this offensive line down. And then you're going to have two guys coming outside, and each one of them is going to be responsible for a gap. So you see him balance up. Now, Russell's going to give it the fade and try to get back this way. But you'll notice this is all awareness by the defensive end coming here and knowing that he has to cut off that section of the field and that he will be basically chased out. Now, that's one of the things that you teach on the backside of a zone blitz. If you're rushing and you're over here and you're this guy here on the backside and you know the pressure's coming this way, they have to build a wall because they want to flush the quarterback in to that side, and that's where he's going to go. And it's a very my point is it's disciplined blitzing by St. Louis, and they get him on the ground. What they do, what the Rams have done, it's interesting, is that this guy here and this guy here are covering him. If he swings out or does anything quickly, then this end will come off. That allows this guy to be the extra unblocked guy.
That's James Laurinaitis.
Exactly right. As the end is rushing, once he gets it, he's actually covering that guy. He might be blitzing. It may look like he's blitzing, but he's actually covering him. And as you can see, you got a free rusher, but they have a wall. Someone here, someone here. They make him go this way instead of being able to roll out. Because we know, as we saw him last time, very, very difficult to get to. He somehow he gets out of this. I mean, you've got
that left-handed stiff arm strength to get rid of Laurinaitis. That's phenomenal.
An unblocked James Laurinaitis and still can't bring him down. So he's slippery. Looking at the Seattle defense, very, very aggressive. You can use that aggression against them. And what you'll see in this theme is a lot of misdirection, meaning that the tight end, the fullback lines up here, tight end, he's coming across the formation. So you basically have kind of a cross action. He's going this way, the back is coming this way. It freezes these guys. In fact, Cam Chancellor, with terrible read, he's actually dropping out into pass coverage. So depending on down and distance and whatnot, linebackers are on this level, D-line is on this level. Then you have your creases in here that the running back can go to, and that's key. Because if you're just running straight downhill, these guys are so aggressive, they step up and they create a wall. So if you want to create holes in that wall...
That's Jerick McKinnon.
Exactly. You can do it two different ways. One way of doing it is through play action or through some type of delay. Same thing here. It's very, very similar. You have a bunch formation, but this tight end is going to go this way. The back is going to come this way, and it freezes these guys over here, and they can't be as aggressive downhill. So they're slow, and they slow these guys down enough to where the backside lineman can get in here and make a block. So that's one of the only ways that you can do it.
Yep.
And again, these runs aren't going for touchdowns now.
Big deal.
These are just 10, 12-yard runs.
That's good.
That's exactly right.
Chew the clock.
Exactly. You want to be efficient. You want to move the chains. You want to have long, extended drives. The only other thing that we could look at and what the Bears have done, this is really 13 personnel.
Yep.
Except you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 linemen.
Yep.
He comes in and reports as eligible, and you have two tight ends on the outside. Something that we can do. We do it on the goal line. Well, all they're trying to do is get this thing to bounce out so you have a running back one-on-one with a corner, and Adrian's going to win that competition, I think, 9 out of 10 times.
I think McKinnon would, too.
Absolutely right. So if you look at this, they're collapsing it down. You've got big body on big body. No one can scrape through, and you got this one-on-one matchup with really almost half the field to the outside of Matt Forte. Just a couple of basic ways. One way that we can be aggressive against Seattle, it's a lot of timing, maybe extra personnel, but you just don't want to run straight downhill at them because those guys are so aggressive upfield.